Honeycrisp by Dana Roser. When I bit into the apple and then offered it to Indy so he could take a bite, I looked him in the eye and said, "Is this the first good moment you've had today?" And he looked at me gravely and said, "Yes." The apple was good, Honeycrisp. It was around 5 o'clock. Mary, the barn helper, who wears a brown crocheted doily on her head because she is Mennonite or German Baptist, had focused the red dot of her laser pointer on Indy's fresh pile of manure a few moments earlier, when I was busy trying to get it onto a 16-tine pitchfork. Mary was happy with her toy, shining it on water pails, showing her coworkers. One day she got Indy for me when the mud was knee-deep and everybody was aggressive. She actually whistled and they all galloped to the gate. She is always bubbling over with something, something maybe like goodwill. Is it because she is told how to live? I made the whole AA meeting laugh today when I mentioned that my husband had won our most recent marriage counseling session. Everyone knew I was wandering off topic, and nobody cared. Or rather, they cared more about me than about the topic. As I was getting ready to drive off after my ride, Christy's husband, walking by, said my name, and I rolled down my window. "Did you get a ticket?" he said. "Since when does anyone care whether I get a ticket?" I said, "Yes, but the policeman gave me the cheaper one. He lowered the amount by which I exceeded the speed limit." You know how there are speed traps in different parts of town, but you don't know about them unless they're in your part of town? I was thinking of the approach to Harrison Bridge a few blocks from my house, where the cop tucks himself into a line of parked cars unobtrusively. "I'm always on top of those," I said. And he said, referring to his tiny town, "Dayton's like that." I said, "Well, how was I supposed to know about Greenbush? I mean, I flowed all the way down for the 15-mile-per-hour raised crosswalk. I didn't mention that I had just passed my fantasy boyfriend's office and seen his car, a cream-colored Cadillac with vanity license plate. Who gets those? Say, ah. Mean as a snake and a sugar-sweet evangelist. Help me. I was sad today. I am not clear on why. A sex hangover or this damn sunny, windy, March cusp withholding weather? Cool high pressures are the enemy of people like me, whom my doctor refers to as human barometers. I was rattled passing Kay's car and glad to see he had a lot of patience today, because for a reason I don't understand, I want him to thrive. He was following my health problems, my headaches, my RA and attendant drug problems, my hip problem and subsequent surgery, osteoarthritis, ADD. He tried to come up with causes and then cures. He was innocently loving in a mendacious way. I mean, a sex addict, childlike, Jesus-loving way. Oh, forget it. Because up to that moment with Indy, that eye contact moment, the direct, naked conversation about our moods, I was lonely and sad. Because I don't know, because the policeman had dark brown hair and pretty hazel eyes, was young and kind.